It's time for the Mountain City Coaches Show, our weekly visit with head coach Brian Messer. The Mountain City Panthers got off to a good start to their season last week with a 42-8 win over North Andrew. 42-8, the final score. Coach, I know you got a lot of questions, and I know you didn't get them all answered last week, but you got to be pretty happy with a win like that.
I am. This game was played by a lot of kids that hadn't really been frontline players before, and North Andrew's got a good program, so anytime you get a 42-8 win, we can't really go away too disappointed.
The only numbers I saw that garnered the headlines, of course, is Lucas Schwong, 15 carries, 250-plus yards, 5 touchdowns. That didn't tell the whole story of the offense, it sounds like, though.
Well, every back that we had, you know, when we gave the other guys opportunities, they ran well, too. I think everybody had a really good per-carry average. I mean, our linemen struggled a little bit early to pick up the pressure that they were throwing at us, but once we kind of figured it out, we had a pretty solid running game.
As far as the defense, you only gave up 8 points. That's not a bad night either, apparently, on that side of the ball.
No, we gave up a lot of yards. They had a fullback, sophomore fullback, that really hurt us, ran for a lot of yards, but I told the kids, you know, that really has not ever bothered me. If we can keep them off the scoreboard, that's really all that matters. So, but we definitely have some things to fix on defense.
As far as the game, everybody came through pretty well healthy in the game one. I know that's always a concern.
Well, we had our left guard, Kaston Ashford, started both ways. He got dinged up a little bit. He's got a muscle pull in his hip, so he's kind of questionable for this Friday night, but it's not anything serious, so we were happy not to have any serious ones.
We'll come back, visit more with Coach Messer. We'll talk about what's coming up this week for the Panthers after this timeout. Welcome back to our Mountain City Coaches Show as we continue our visit with head coach Brian Messer. The Panthers off to a good start last week, a win over North Andrews, we said, by a score of 42-8. This week, the opponent is going to be the squad from West Nottoway. Coach, I saw they got beat by St. Joe Christian last week, but I suppose a lot of teams are going to get beat by that squad this year.
Yes, I've seen some of that game on film, and it's, you know, but St. Joe's definitely a talented team, really quick, and West Nottoway really did some good things. You know, it was pretty competitive for quite a while in that game, so I think this will be a better test for us.
What are the things you're going to be looking at from them this week? As far as your defense, said you got some work due on defense. What's your concerns this week with West Nottoway?
Well, my major concern is getting everybody lined up properly because they run a lot of multiple sets. They kind of look like spread sets, but they're kind of spread out on the line of scrimmage. And, you know, I think as far as technique-wise, we'll be okay, but getting lined up and recognizing their sets will be a challenge.
You've been at this a lot of years, not as the head coach for lots of years, but you've been coaching for lots of years. When you've got a team that's as young as yours, is there like a magic moment at some point where the kids don't have to think about what they're doing, they just go do it during the season?
You know, I'm glad you asked that because that's exactly what I've told them. There's going to come a game or a time, I really believe, here between now and hopefully between now and district time, but even at the end of the year, I know there's going to come a time where it's going to turn, and then they're going to be playing with confidence. And I'm trying to get this team to realize I really believe in them physically and talent-wise. We could be good, but we're not right now because we're not confident. So it's exactly the point that you're making is very true.
This is, as you said, this is a bunch of young kids. Are they? You'd hate to think they would feel this kind of pressure, but I'm sure some of them do. We don't want to lose any football games because we always win here at Mountain City. Do you sense that kind of pressure from the kids?
Well, I think so. I try to tell them, you know, that we don't have to do what everybody else did. This is a new group, and you know, our expectations for this group when I came here 3 years ago were really pretty average, and now they have the potential to certainly do much better than average, and that's what I'm trying to get them to concentrate on.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck in the ballgame Friday night.
Thank you.
That's our Mountain City Coaches Show brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust, by Golden Triangle, and by Locamper Motors.